I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In theory, Sudan's deposed dictator will face the International Criminal Court on genocide charges. Whether this monumental transfer takes place or not remains to be seen. But Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says
the authorities in Khartoum had agreed to send to the International Criminal Court all those who had an arrest warrant against them. So that would include the former president, Omar al-Bashir. And if that will happen, that will be very big.
Bashir's potential transfer isn't the only positive development in Sudan.
The Minister for Religious Affairs, he recognized that in the past Christians had been persecuted by the previous regime and apologized for that and said they want to rectify some of the abuses.
And over a century ago, a couple went to Brazil to start the very first Baptist church. Now, 100 convention meetings later, Sammy Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries tells us that the church is alive and well in Brazil. In May 2020, Sammy Tippett Ministries will be part of a massive missional project.
Worldwide, we're trusting that we're going to reach 10 million people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But this is all beginning and being initiated inside Brazil, and it's through discipleship.
According to Sammy Tippett himself, that's the goal for this project, real relationships with Jesus Christ.
It's not just something that is a program, but it's something where the lives of people are being changed.
Pray for the success of this project and its impact in the coming months. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.